this weekend, a painting by a famous French fauvist painter Maurice de Flaming was sold at an auction in Prague's Dorotheum for 5.3 million Czech crowns, approximately $280,000. Even though it was valued at 7 million crowns, in the end it only slightly exceeded the starting price. Flaming's landscape with buildings dating back to 1914 has thus become the 13th most expensive work of art to be sold at a Czech auction. The head of the auction house, Maria Galová, says it is not easy to explain the lack of interest on the part of buyers, but it may be connected with the local character of the Czech art market.
Very difficult to answer because it's very difficult in advance to say how much it will reach finally. But generally we can say that there are two groups which could buy it, and that there are Czech collectors and foreigners. And even though it is a very exceptional proposition on our market, Flaming's paintings are bidded at the auctions, for example in Paris, in London or in New York, quite often. And just only, for example, last year his paintings were offered about 140 times at the global market. Maybe the foreigners did not bid it so much because the starting price was set up very realistically and was not so much motivating for them.
Does it mean that Czechs are not willing to spend as much money on foreign art as they do on Czech art?
Yes, I think that Czech collectors and Czech auction art market is very, very local. It means that Czech people used to buy Czech painters and they are willing to pay a lot of money for the Czech painter's works. It could be related to the 40 years isolation, and maybe it's also related to the fact that usually Czech authors are available at the market, so this special French work has not fallen into their sphere of interest.
And was it always like this, for example, before the Second World War?
No. The situation was totally different because we are sure that the work came in a private Czech collection during the First Republic. And at that time, the Czech cultural awareness was very strongly focused on the French artistic tradition. And, for example, Vincent Kramář, who was the famous collector of Czech art, started to assemble his private Cubist collection, and maybe it was the sufficient impetus to collect also French art for many other Czech collectors.
But you would still say it's a specifically Czech thing that we are interested in local art rather than in foreign art, or would you say that in other European countries their art collectors are also more interested in their own painters?
I think that in Central Europe the situation is very, very similar. And for example, also Russian people buy mostly Russian authors. The situation in Western Europe is a little bit different because there is opened art market for many, many years.